This is for the woman who you've worked 12 hours the day before your family Christmas. So how about a make-ahead Christmas menu idea? These are all recipes that can be made ahead of time and frozen.
Welcome to the Imperfectly Empowered Podcast with DIY healthy lifestyle blogger, Anna Fulmer. Empowering you to transform your life. One imperfect day at a time.
This November, we are celebrating all month long in anticipation of the 100th episode of the Imperfectly Empowered podcast that will air on Tuesday, December 6th with a $100 Amazon gift card giveaway. Just in time for you to splurge this Christmas guilt-free. You can enter all month long by clicking on the link on the blog in the show notes. If you're watching on YouTube, click on the description below. And there are multiple ways to enter. One of the ways that you can enter is by reviewing the podcast on Apple or iTunes. And as you may have heard me mention before, I would love for you to comment in the review what has been the most meaningful episode to you so far over this last 100 podcast episodes. If there was a guest in that show, please mention them by name. I will screenshot the review, send it to the guest personally. Truly, it will make their day. I promise you, you cannot know just how much your kind words mean to us. I will make sure that they receive it. Jam Doc says, Anna's podcast is positive, fun, encouraging, inspiring, informative, and entertaining. These are all adjectives that perfectly describe Imperfectly Empowered. There is real depth, purpose, and hope behind her perspective and in her podcast. As a busy orthopedic surgeon, I was never inclined to listen to podcasts, but after meeting Anna at a conference, I tried it, and now I listen regularly, as does my wife and teenage daughters. Listen, and you will become a fan. Thank you so much, Jam Doc. You are an encouragement to me, and I would not be here without listeners and guests like you. Goofy Chaz says, I'm so lucky to know Anna and the incredible person she is. Thank you for inviting me to your podcast. You are amazing and inspiring. Goofy Chaz, I love you. Thank you. She was a guest on the show. You definitely want to check out Chaz Greener. It was so sweet of you to review it and say such kind words. One more. Can24 says, Anna has a real knack for finding topics women can sink their teeth into and for pulling the best out of her guests. I highly recommend. Can24, again, thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening, for reviewing, for giving your feedback. It really means the world to me. And truly, it is such an honor to be here. I could not be here without you. Be sure to enter that $100 Amazon gift card giveaway, and be sure to fill out the entries because I want to know, what's your favorite kind of content? What would you like to hear more of? I am here for you and because of you. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Imperfectly Empowered podcast. I am your host, Anna Fulmer. I don't know about you, but meal planning is without a doubt one of my least favorite holiday tasks. Let's be real. I actually don't enjoy meal planning any time of the year. I just don't. I'm a creator. I love creating recipes. I love the challenge of pulling stuff together and trying to find something that is healthy and nutritious. Or maybe it's just a dessert that I want to absolutely love. I enjoy the creation process. When it actually comes to the humdrum, let's like create a meal plan for the week, I am not a fan. I don't enjoy it at all. Then come holiday season, I always seem to find too many other things infinitely more interesting, like decorating and wrapping presents, or watching a festively cheesy Hallmark Christmas movie while wrapped in a soft blanket, sipping a fresh cup of coffee. Yes, that may have just happened yesterday. With all of the tasks and prep that go into making the season merry and bright, those of us who play Mrs. Claus in the house need quick, easy ideas to stress less and enjoy the holiday more, to avoid analysis paralysis or the decision fatigue that quickly accompanies the holiday season. It should be a time filled with joy. And I don't know about you, maybe I'm the only one, but I often have moments where I just feel a little overwhelmed because so much of the preparation and the fun rests on my shoulders. This episode is a list of holiday meal plans, 6 meal plans that I have put together for all different types of dinner ideas that can be used for any holiday dinner. It could be used for Thanksgiving if you don't want to do the traditional turkey route. It could be used for Christmas. It could be used for New Year's. It could be used for multiple different holiday meals. One of these meal plans is for brunch idea. One is for a fondue party. I've already mentioned fondue parties, of course. One is a gourmet menu if you want to spice it up a little bit and make it fancier. One is a low carb menu, and one's a make ahead menu. And then the last one is a vegetarian menu. These are all linked, of course, on the blog post. So you can actually get each individual recipe. You can pick and choose between these meal plans if you want to. But let's chat about these different ideas, as well as some that maybe aren't included that you can incorporate so that you can stress less this holiday season and watch more Hallmark movies. That's right. Merry Christmas. Okay. This first menu is a brunch menu idea. Brunch is a really common Christmas tradition. It is actually one of my favorites. It is also some of my favorite food are brunches. There are 4 dishes here. The appetizer idea is a fruit salad. This fruit salad is actually from allrecipes.com. It's called Perfect Summer Fruit Salad. And the description is that this fruit salad is perfect for a backyard barbecue or any occasion. There are never leftovers. This is one of my favorite fruit salad recipes. The key is the citrusy sauce. And the author of the recipe says this salad is tastier the longer you let it soak in the juice. And she recommends 3 to 4 hours in the fridge before serving it. This recipe is by Nicole Holly. Again, this is linked, but fruit salad, dish number 1 for a brunch menu. I also have a delicious fruit salad recipe, but it's very, very sweet. The reason that I picked Nicole's is that it's more natural. Mine, actually, the secret ingredient to my fruit salad is instant vanilla pudding. It is delicious, but I would actually say it is more of a dessert than a true fruit salad. So I like Nicole's because it really is fresh, and I would say maybe a more appropriate appetizer. Breakfast casserole. This is from Lauren Allen. It is made with eggs, sausage, and cheese. It only takes a few minutes to throw together. It's a great option for making ahead of time. And what you do is you put it into a big baking dish that you can then freeze. So many people don't realize that you can make egg casseroles ahead of time and freeze it. I do this all the time. Freeze it uncooked. Don't freeze it after it's been cooked. It does not tend to thaw as well, but it bakes perfectly from frozen when it was uncooked. Does that make sense? So let it thaw overnight in the fridge and then you pop it in the oven. It might need a little bit of extra time because it's coming from the fridge, but I do this all the time, especially when we travel. I will deep freeze a breakfast casserole ahead of time. So this is a great make ahead option. The side dish is bacon, but here is the hack. A lot of times people are like, oh my gosh, bacon takes so much work. It can take work. We cook ours in the oven. If you have not cooked bacon in the oven yet, oh, my friend, come to the light. It is so much easier. It perfectly crisps when you do it just right. This recipe is from Lisa Bryan on the website Downshiftology. And it's from Lisa, and she gives this a very, very highly rated recipe. I mean, there's a million oven-baked bacon recipes, but it's super, super easy. It's less mess than cooking it on the stovetop. And it's nice because while it's cooking, you can be getting together your fruit salad, which is maybe a little bit more time consuming. So the side dish for this one is delicious bacon in the oven. All right. The dessert for brunch, if you will. This is why I love brunch. Let's be really honest, is my cinnamon roll recipe. It is an easy bread machine croissant dough, first of all, that makes this recipe so good. You add a dollop of homemade whipped icing, and it is to die for. This is the best cinnamon roll recipe, and I would argue that it is right up there. It is right up there with Cinnabon. I love it. I love it. It is so good. You will not be disappointed. So the fourth dish for the breakfast brunch idea for your holiday menu is the best cinnamon roll recipe. You definitely want to check that out. So to recap, we have for the brunch menu, fruit salad, breakfast casserole, oven bacon, and bread machine cinnamon rolls that are to die for. The second fun holiday menu I have already done an entire podcast on, so I won't dive into this a lot, but it is my fondue menu idea. Again, I have already done a whole podcast on why you need to start a fondue party for a really cool holiday tradition, so I won't dive into that, but not shockingly, the menu includes a cranberry gin fizz. I always make a cocktail drink at the beginning. It's very similar to this recipe. I actually don't have my recipe on the blog yet, I realized. But this cranberry gin fizz looks very similar. Obviously, it includes the cranberry juice and like a ginger ale fizz, which is very similar to what I make. And then my triple cheese fondue with all of the dipper recommendations and the chocolate fondue. If you have not downloaded my ultimate fondue guide, you can now get it for free. For free. There is all of the holiday planning. There's the grocery list. There's a music playlist actually that is included that you can download for depending on the holiday or the season. And all the recipes are included. My atmosphere guide. If you've not gotten that yet, all you have to do is just put your email at the link. You can click on the link in the notes and then put your email in there and it'll come to you. Holiday planning made easy. So the second menu idea is the fondue menu. I would be remiss if I left that out because it is a holiday favorite of ours. Menu idea number three is a gourmet menu. This has some really fun dishes. If you like to spend a little bit more time in the kitchen or try your hand at a slightly fancier meal, then here are some ideas for you with very, very highly rated recipes. So the appetizer dish for this one is garlic shrimp. My mouth is actually watering as I say this. It is a garlic shrimp. It is shrimp that is dipped in a delicious garlic butter. And this is specifically from Recipe Tin Eats website, all linked. And her secret ingredient is a splash of white wine. I have had a dish very similar to this at a really nice restaurant. And I mean, this combination is to die for if you like shrimp. Obviously, if you are not a seafood eater, then this is not going to be the right choice for you. But this is a great appetizer to start with. The side dish for this slightly more gourmet meal is a delicious recipe for sour cream mashed potatoes. There are a lot of variations of this particular recipe. This recipe is from Ina Garten, which I only know because I follow Jennifer Garner and she always hosts this like fake cooking show, which is hilarious, that I love. But this is a really delicious looking recipe for sour cream mashed potatoes. There's a lot of ways that you can fancy this up and you can garnish it with your preferred spices on top. A delicious side dish to the main course, which is a recipe from Epicurious.com called Turkish Coffee Rubbed Brisket. Oh, it looks absolutely phenomenal. And it sounds phenomenal. Have you ever heard of this? I have actually heard of this, but I don't know that I have ever tasted it. It looks amazing, but this is not the first time I have heard this concept of actually creating a dry rub with coffee. I really should try this recipe. It looks fabulous. I have not tasted it, but I have heard amazing things. And this whole meal of all of these actually would be my top choice. For right over wrong, I guess my tastes run a little bit fancier, but this meal sounds delicious. Maybe it's because of the dessert. I don't know. The dessert is a vanilla creme brulee. If you ask me what my very, very favorite dessert is, I do enjoy tiramisu. Tiramisu is up there, but a really good creme brulee, it might be at the top. It's a close tie. I'm not sure, but creme brulee is right up there. This is a really, really good looking recipe from the Food Network for from Alton Brown for creme brulee. This is such a delicious menu option. Again, be prepared to spend a little bit more time in the kitchen. But for those of you who want to spice it up a little, pun intended, this is a great menu option.
You have tried it all. Worried you will never lose the extra weight or reclaim the energy you once enjoyed? Want to achieve fat loss without spending hours in a gym or eliminating entire food groups from your diet? Well, now you can. In the virtual Faster Way to Fat Loss with Anna, my 6-week fitness and nutrition program, you will learn how to pair effective 30-minute workouts with all-natural, evidence-based nutritional strategies to leverage what you eat and when you eat to reset your metabolism and burn fat fast, even that stubborn belly fat. I am a dual-certified nurse practitioner passionate about teaching sustainable strategies to promote fat loss and prevent disease. I have cheered on thousands of clients who have done just that with the Faster Way program. In my 6-week program, the average client currently sheds 7 inches of body fat. 93% report more energy and 89% state that their mental health has improved. 100% of clients report they feel this program is sustainable. Curious to try the program but not sure if the strategies will work for you? Try the Faster Way strategies for free. Head to www.hammersandhugs.com and sign up for my free 7-day fat loss accelerator course today and start your own transformation story.
Menu idea number 5. This is a low carb holiday menu idea. The appetizer recipe is mushroom bacon bites. First of all, listen. We wrap anything in bacon and let's talk. I understand that for those who don't love mushrooms, this might not be a great option, but I happen to love mushrooms and bacon, so this is a win. But if you want to keep something low carb, you can wrap almost any vegetable in bacon and it's a fabulous appetizer. So just keep that in mind if a mushroom does not sound ideal. The main dish is a fabulous recipe from healthyfitnessmeals.com, oven roasted maple turkey breast. It looks absolutely delicious. It doesn't look dry, which is, I think, one of the keys for turkey breast. This is a really, really good roasted recipe. It will be very low carb. In fact, most, now there's probably some maple on it, so they'll add a little bit of sugar, but a lot of these oven roasted turkey breast recipes are almost no carb and so, so delicious. Side dish is a cheesy cauliflower casserole. Basically, we're looking to replace the typical potato casserole. So it's basically like a loaded cauliflower casserole recipe. So think loaded potatoes. Instead, we're using cauliflower. I have not tried this recipe. It is on my to-do list. It is from wholesomeyum.com. It looks delicious. It looks really, really good. So it's basically a loaded cauliflower casserole recipe. And dessert is a fluffy chocolate mousse from the bakingchocolates.com. It's 3 ingredients. It's keto friendly and it also looks very good. I have not tried this one, but all of these recipes were very highly rated, which is why they made it on here. Some of them I have tried, as I've mentioned, others I have not tried, but they're on my to-do list. They're on my to-do list. That cheesy cauliflower casserole looks fabulous. All right. Make ahead Christmas menu. I'm sorry. I think I gave you the wrong number. This is actually menu idea number 5. Make ahead Christmas menu. This is for the woman. You know who you are.
Hey, parents.
Yeah, you.
Are you looking for a podcast your kids will really love?
Well, we made one just for you.
And for us.
As genuine, all-natural kids ourselves, we know what makes a fun and interesting podcast.
So we decided to make it ourselves. Every show is packed with interviews, stories, and on-the-ground reporting.
We have interviewed everyone from scientists to Grammy Award-winning musicians to NFL quarterbacks.
Listen to Wild Interest wherever you get your podcasts.
Who you've worked 12 hours the day before your family Christmas. You can barely stand up straight. by the time it is your turn to provide the Christmas meal, right? You're barely, by the time you got the presents wrapped, you have even thought through your food plan. Like, you've barely even gotten home from work. Like, I see you. I hear you. This is like everyone in medicine and many other professions. So how about a make-ahead Christmas menu idea? These are all recipes that can be made ahead of time and frozen. Y'all know how passionate I am about deep freezers. We underutilize them. Stress less by using your deep freezer. It's also easier for entertaining in any scenario. So the appetizer recipe for this make-ahead Christmas menu is called sausage pinwheels. In fact, they're quite literally called make-ahead sausage pinwheels. They have sausage, sweet pepper, cream cheese. They're like a roll-up pinwheel. This really can be frozen. Bread freezes really, really well. All the ingredients in this would freeze perfectly. So make them ahead of time and then heat them up prior to serving. Make-ahead turkey. This is from the Food Network. Y'all, again, this is just a basic turkey recipe that can be either made ahead of time and reheated prior to serving. The key is making sure you don't dry out your meat. This is the problem with make-ahead meat. You want to be really careful to preserve the juice, and the recipe has tips on keeping it juicy because you do not want dried meat. At least this girl does not want dried meat. Side dish is a make-ahead creamy mashed potato recipe. This is also from allrecipes.com. And they have cream cheese in them. These are similar to the gourmet. I mean, you can spice up mashed potatoes and really make them look fancy, but at the end of the day, they're just mashed potatoes. So these are also a great go-to make-ahead recipe that reheats really, really well. Again, make sure that you are finding those really good glass baking freezer dishes. Anchor Hocking is my go-to. I have shared that in other podcasts. The dessert for this menu looks amazing. This looks amazing. Perfect for freezing. It is called a pumpkin spice Heath cake. It has toffee in it, as indicated by the Heath. If you guys know Heath bars, that like chocolate toffee bar. It has pumpkin. It is a whipped dessert. It looks amazing. This would all, listen, can all of you just try out these recipes and then tell me which ones I need to try? They look fabulous, which is not the same as tasting fabulous, but again, all of them highly rated. This is from Southern Living. Seriously, if you guys try any of these recipes this Christmas, drop me a message or tell me in the comments on the blog post or leave a review on Apple and tell me that I'll see it. I'll see it, but please tell me which ones I should try. Let me know. All right. Last but not least, my vegetarians out there, or maybe you have guests coming, you have family coming who are vegetarian and you're a meatitarian like me, and you're wondering, what on earth do I cook other than just straight vegetables for my vegetarian family? Well, girl, I got you covered. I got you covered. Appetizer, spinach artichoke dip. This is delicious whether you're a vegetarian or not. And this recipe looks fabulous. This is from delish.com. I mean, it's the classic dip and it looks amazing. Put little like toasted pieces of bread or pita chips. Like, there's so many options to go with this spinach artichoke dip. Great appetizer option. The main dish is a very yummy recipe. It looks very yummy, for Impossible Burger meatloaf. You guys may or may not have heard of these Impossible Burgers. It's basically burgers made out of all vegetarian ingredients. There's no meat. They're meatless. Side note, not the point of this podcast, but this is why you need to read your labels. It is not inherently better for you. When you actually look at the labels and the fat, the carbohydrates in these burgers, make sure you are being conscious of the calories that you are consuming and the quality of them. I mentioned this before in my protein podcast series, the challenge for vegetarians. You should not be going over 50% of your daily calories of carbs, meaning 50% of your daily calories should be carbs and no more. This is why a lot of vegetarians are still diabetic, or they're pre-diabetic, or they are overweight, or have excess body fat percentage, because you are not consuming enough protein. You still have to get enough protein. Your body needs those 9 essential amino acids. So Side note, be sure to check out this podcast. This does look very, very good. Maybe it's just because it looks like meat. Oh, Carissa Vegan Kitchen. That is where this recipe is from. It does look good. And she claims it tastes just like your mom's classic meatloaf. Somebody try this and let me know if that is true so I can add this to my arsenal. It sure looks good. Give it a try and let me know. Side dish, balsamic glazed cauliflower steaks. This is genius. This is from eatingwell.com. But it's basically, they're like balsamic parmesan cauliflower. They look like the shape of a steak. Excellent side dish idea. Again, it's sort of like a twist on potato options, although that would certainly be vegetarian as well. But this like was an out of the box. Like your guests would be like, oh my gosh, wow, this is amazing. And it would be something that they've maybe never had before. And they do not look super difficult. So balsamic glazed cauliflower steaks. Last but not least, no bake white chocolate peppermint cheesecake. Now, if you are not consuming animal products of any type, I fully recognize this might not fit the list. There are other dessert options out there. But if you're truly just trying to go meatless, this is certainly a great option. There are also dairy-free cream cheese options. Approach with caution if you are not used to eating that. I personally nearly threw up the first time I tried one of those. Funny story, I was at a restaurant with my girlfriends and I totally missed that their cheesecake was vegan, which meant, of course, that there was not like normal dairy-based cream cheese. In my ignorance, very nicely called the waitress over and I was like, did something go bad with the cream cheese? Because it does not taste right. That was my nice way of saying, I nearly threw up eating your cheesecake. Bless her heart. She's like, well, I mean, I think it's just using all the normal like vegan ingredients. And I was like, oh my word, missed that. Totally missed that. So, yes. Anyway, all in balance. This does look like a very, very yummy recipe, obviously. And hey, listen, if you're vegan and you have like a fabulous, your favorite go-to dessert, share it. So I have these recipes that I can share with you all, because again, like this is not the normal diet in our house. So I'm basically going off of what you guys tell me is a tried and true recipe, or even scarier, what the internet is telling me is a tried and true recipe, helping you to stress less and enjoy your holiday season more, because I see you, you busy, busy women. I see you, the Mrs. Clauses of all of our households, getting all the things done to make this holiday season amazing for our families. I hope one of these menus might help you out, or at least a couple of the recipes give you some fresh ideas to enjoy this holiday season and the time around the table, because food was meant to be enjoyed. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Imperfectly Empowered Podcast. I would love to hear your thoughts from today. Head to your preferred podcasting platform and give the show an honest review and let me know what you think. Remember, you cannot be redefined, only redeveloped one imperfect day at a time. Your story matters and you are loved.